This is Fresh Air. Works by American composer Charles Ives reflect his vision of our country. Fireman's Parade on Main Street, the anti-abolitionist riots, and the Concord Sonata, which was inspired by the writings of Emerson, Hawthorne, Thoreau, and the Alcotts. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of Ives' Holiday Symphony and several shorter works.
Charles Ives may or may not be the greatest American composer, but he must be the most American. Fragments of popular songs, folk songs, ragtime, and hymn tunes pervade his music. His innovations in tonality and rhythm at the turn of the century have a peculiarly American sound. He probably developed his layered, overlapping, contrasting, and sometimes conflicting musical effects from the sound of his father's town band in Danbury, Connecticut, and all the noises going on around it. Ives's experiments influenced composers as diverse as John Cage and Elliot Carter. Or think of a Robert Altman movie like MASH or The Long Goodbye, where not only the leading actors, but also phones ringing, cars honking, and other people talking in the background are equally important. It's as if for Ives, America itself was a kind of collage, a collage of sounds and cultures, clashing and finally merging. His Holidays Symphony is one of his richest, most moving, and beautiful works, and one of his most American. It's in four movements, each celebrating an American holiday. The first movement is Washington's birthday, and what it first celebrates is the bleak beauty of winter. The symphony has sometimes been referred to as Ives's Four Seasons. The climax, however, is in a different mood, a rip-roaring barn dance. There's even a jew's harp. Then the ending gets quietly nostalgic to the tune of Goodnight Ladies. This pattern of quiet beginnings, lively, sometimes comic midsections, and inward-turning endings is repeated in the following movements. The greatest, I think, is the second, Decoration Day, the holiday commemorating the Civil War dead that eventually became Memorial Day. The most moving passage is the sounding of taps before the march home from the cemetery. moments represent a complex and boisterous 4th of July, complete with explosions, and a solemn and tender Thanksgiving. The symphony didn't get its first complete performance until nearly a half a century after it was written, April 1954, a month before Ives died. The performance here, and of two short complementary Ives orchestral works, Central Park in the Dark and The Unanswered Question, are by the Chicago Symphony conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, and it's impossible to imagine anything more refined or loving or deeply imagined. These are the first recordings of the symphony from the recent critical edition of the score. The Unanswered Question even appears in two versions, one reconceived by Ives some 30 years after it was first written. But if this is a landmark recording, it's not just for historical or technical reasons. Tilson Thomas and the orchestra succeed in capturing the most appealing and haunting eccentricities of this quintessential American genius.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new CBS Masterworks recording of Charles Ives' Holiday Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. This is Fresh Air.